It's been more than 6 weeks since the fighting between government forces and the paramilitary group Rapid Support Forces broke out in Sudan. According to the United Nations, nearly 1.4 million people have been displaced in Sudan since the conflict between the two rival groups erupted in April, and attempts to bring an end to the crisis have been futile. In Kampala, Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni and Sudan's deputy chairman of the Transitional Sovereignty Council, Malika Gar, met and agreed on the need to return peace to the region. President Museveni, as chairman of the Peace and Security Council of the African Union, emphasized the need for opposing factions to arrive at a common position through a democratic process as the solution to the ongoing crisis. Sudan's army suspended its participation in talks over a ceasefire and humanitarian aid, raising concerns about the situation, which has seen intense clashes continue in Khartoum and other major cities. Leon Solomon, reporting.